You're listening to Talking Teesdale, a regular podcast covering Barnard Castle and the surrounding villages. Brought to you in association with the Witham Community Arts Centre.
Welcome once again to Talking Teesdale. I'm Stuart Laundy.
And I'm Jane Woodward.
How are we doing?
I'm all right, Stuart. How about you?
It's weird. Well, it's not our normal routine this week, is it?
It's not. We're out of sync, I think.
We're a bit out of sync this week. And when you get to my age.
well, I wouldn't know about that, Stuart.
change is never a good thing. Especially to one so set in his ways as I am.
Oh, dear.
But we're recording this for various reasons a day earlier. And it's just, it just doesn't feel right.
No. I can tell you're not on your top form, are you really?
We'll make the best of it. We've done this once before and it completely threw me, I seem to remember. But never mind. What have we got coming up this week? Well, exactly, what have we got coming up this week? We've got Craig Campbell, who's talking about Northern Soul, because we've got a Northern Soul night coming up, haven't we?
Ah, yes, the second one.
Yeah, so that's later in November.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got loads of stuff to mention that's coming up in the next week or so.
We have.
So we'd possibly best crack on.
Yes.
And we'll put all this, you know, we'll forget about all this sort of out of syncedness. Is that a word?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think you've invented one.
I'll just be quiet and we'll crack on.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Jim.
And I'm Sheila.
We're volunteers at the Witham.
And you're listening to Talking Teesdale with Stuart and Jane.
So it's time to talk Northern Soul. The second Northern Soul night will take place at the Witham Arts Centre in Barnard Castle on Saturday, November the 22nd. Starting at 5:30, the event will feature 5 top DJs throughout the evening. I caught up with organiser and founder of Barnard Castle Soul Club, Craig Campbell, to find out more.
So I think the best thing to ask to start us off with is, what is Northern Soul? Because it's not soul music from the north.
Yeah, soul music started way back when, in the 60s probably. Most people know Wigan Casino, started around 65. The big thing with Northern was, what I take out of it, what I believe, is that it was the DJs used to bring the music in and import the music, and it was a big thing that they wanted to do, to outdo each other and play the latest or the best. The big thing was to cover your labels and your records so nobody knew what they were. In the scene, there's a massive thing where, you know, a buy and sell thing, there's huge markets and people buy and sell Northern Soul records for astronomical amounts of money. One of the biggest collectors a lot of people may know or may not know is Steve Davis, the snooker player, has a monstrous Northern Soul collection, to be fair. And I was asked to put this do on in conjunction with the Witham. And I would say I'm more of a modern soul guy. But the guys that are DJing on the night, for example, Sean Taylor, Paul Harrison and Budgie, these are the connoisseurs of soul, Northern Soul, modern soul. And these guys know what they're doing. These guys have been around this all their life. The soul scene. Not so much for me. I was more of a mobile disco guy who fell into it, really, through the scene that's in Darlington and all the local areas. Huge scene in Darlington for it. The last DJs we had on, Jonathan, Neil Massey, big name on the scene. And there's loads and loads of Northern Soul nights in and around Darlington, Aycliffe, Durham, and all the other villages have Northern Soul dues.
I was going to say, from what I've read of it, there does seem to be something of a... It was one of these things that ran its course at the time, because there was only so many rare records that you could unearth, and then it sort of quietened down for a bit, from my... But there's a great big resurgence going on at the minute, from what I understand.
I personally think it's down to the age and demographic of person that's in that scene. And there is some young ones coming through, don't get me wrong. Massive scene in Bristol. And when we had the first do at the Witham, there was a lot of young lads there and girls there from all over the place, Middlesbrough and further afield. It was great to see. But I think the age and the demographic of people that were around in the day, they're now got time on their hands and they want to go back and listen to the music. Obviously, a massive vinyl thing in the last few years, certainly over COVID, brought it all back to light. I love playing my vinyl through COVID. It was absolutely brilliant. But Yeah, there's a huge... It's strange how big the scene is, to be fair, around Darlington and Aycliffe. And it just really is. It was a place where I think they caught the bus and they used to go to the casino. You could catch it. And it was just one of them. It's never gone, really. The scene's always been there. But there is many, many nights getting run in Darlington now. Every single, most weekends, if not every second weekend, there's dues on. They're filling clubs, workman clubs. Huge one in Cockerton Club that's run by a good friend of mine, Gary Beacom. Paul Harrison has DJed at all of these events. He's DJing at our next one. And there's so many DJs to choose from. That's the issue. I'm bringing three, four DJs. Dave, who's a real good pal of mine, we ran a thing called Heaven in the Afternoon in Darlington for many, many years. That was... similar sort of demographic of person we were looking for, but more of a little bit disco, funky, yeah. A little bit more of an upbeat thing. Still soul, still Motown. We used to play all, we play everything. It was great. You know, I've enjoyed the time I've done it. It's been absolutely fantastic. So,
I mean, the thing is that I think most people will be aware of kind of the all-nighters, the Wigan all-nighters and that, to the Blackpool Mecca all-nighters and stuff like that. But like you said, there was daytime soul events as well that went on from like lunchtime and carried on because as far as I can understand it, it's the thing with it is the dancing. And you mentioned the demographic there, and those that were around at the time are not quite as young as they used to be. It is an energetic thing to dance to, isn't it?
It is, and there's some absolute excellent guys out there that can dance from way back when. There's a good guy, a real good friend of mine called Terry Neeshaw. He's an artist. He's absolutely phenomenal. And when I watch that man dance, he just gets lost in the music. It's bizarre. He's been there since day one, I believe. And Budgie, who's DJing at the next do, that man can dance, let me tell you. And it's just, I think they just get lost in the music. And these guys could dance for 10, 12 hours, you know, and not bat an eyelid about it. And I think it's good that a lot of the dues now, some of the dues are getting, maybe starting at 2 in the afternoon, finishing at 8, 9 o'clock at night, which is great. You know, 5 at 5, go out and have a few drinks and come back home by 10 o'clock, it's absolutely great. The all-nighter scene, there is a couple about, I believe, and there's guys that still do them, but it's. I think that's past now, to be honest with you. That one of the DJs that's coming up runs Ibstock Soul Club down in Leicester. Great guy, Sean, he's DJing. They do a great do in a workman's local club, absolutely cram-packed to the rafters every time it's on. So I think that what brought this to the Witham was the fact, back in the day when I done mobile DJing, the place is just a phenomenal venue. It's just beautiful. The sprung floor is just beautiful. And it's my hometown, and I wanted to put a soul do on because I had the DJs that could come and do it. We have had our hiccups, and we did have one that was cancelled due to lack of ticket sales, but this one, next one, I think is flying. We're doing really well. We've changed the pricing, the structure, so I think that'll work better. A lot of these soul guys don't like paying and buying tickets up front. They want to pay on the door when they come in, like the good old days where they queue up and pay on the door. That's not a bad thing, but I think sometimes when you've got you've got ticket source and ticket stuff set up, then sometimes that can cause a bit of a headache. But we'll get there. 22nd of November, it'll be a great do. There's a lot of people coming from around the surrounding areas, and I think let's just make it better than the next one. Then we can carry on doing the next one. I set up the Barnard Castle Soul Club. Got a little badge made just to fall in line with all the rest of the clubs. But yeah, it should be good.
You mentioned some of the DJs that are coming there. What makes a good Northern Soul DJ?
I think that's a real hard question. And I think every DJ that I've heard has a style of music. They seem to find their remit, what they want, their lane. And they stay in it. I think a lot of them stay in it. I'm a bit different because I've got a huge collection, not so much Northern, more modern and more funk, disco. You know, I'm a different DJ altogether, really. But these guys will pride themselves on what they have in their collection. There's nights getting done in the area where they will only accept if you play demos. there's nights that they will only accept if you play originals, first copies. There's, at the Witham, I don't care whether it's a first copy and a test pressing, a demo. For me, good music is good music. But these guys have a style. They all have a style. And I love the fact that Sean, Paul and Budgie have very different styles of music, but they all sit under the same remit, to be fair. And I think they'll get the place jumping. I'm very different to all of them. We've got other DJs lined up for the next one that have a very different style again. But I think it's getting a name. There's certain guys out there. And there was a do just sold last week. A great friend of mine put a do on. Is putting a do on at Cockerton Club. He brought a name of Terry Jones. Terry Jones is one of the guys, the main guys from day one. The tickets were sold out within 12 hours. And they were 200 plus tickets within 12 hours were sold. Because Terry Jones is coming to Darlington. I'd love to have him on here. It'd be absolutely fantastic. But we need to start somewhere. But these guys are phenomenal, top of the game. And we'll do a fantastic job.
Excellent. I look forward to Steve Davis coming, actually.
I think it'd be great. It's funny because I think not a lot of, when I speak to people, I think not a lot of people realise that he's into it, and he's a monstrous collection, supposedly one of the biggest collections.
I think it's just the fact that those of us of a certain age who remember Steve Davis when he was at the top of his game, you couldn't think of anybody less likely to be a soul club DJ.
No, it's not, and I honestly, I don't even know whether the guy DJs out and about. I believe he doesn't. I believe he just he loves the music, and he got into collecting the vinyl, and it's gone from strength to strength. But he's not he's not a big name in it at all. But I think if you Google the fact Steve Davis has a Northern Soul record collection, you'll be quite intrigued about what it's all about, to be fair.
We'll leave that for another day. Craig, thanks very much.
Excellent. Thank you very much for your time.
And a reminder that the Northern Soul Night takes place at the Witham on Saturday, November the 22nd. Doors open 5 o'clock. Admission £6 only. Full details on thewitham.org.uk.
Hi, this is Louise, Queen of Social Media, and you're listening to Talking Teasdale with Stuart and Jane.
So Jane's back for a look at what's coming up at the Witham over the next week or so. Take a deep breath, because there's quite a bit on, isn't there?
There is, yes. As always, Stuart.
And it's the start of a new month.
It's the start of November. Can you believe that?
Where has the year gone?
I don't know. It's disappeared very fast.
Absolutely. So, Saturday, November the 1st, we kick off with the monthly visit of the craft fair.
We have Northern Craft. So they'll have lots of crafty and arty and Christmassy things.
I think we're heading to that part, that time of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, so that's on 9:30 to 3 there in the main hall.
And then we've got comedy.
We have, with Hal Cruttendon. I think he's been before as well. I don't think he's been a guest on the podcast.
According to this, the title of his show is He Can Dish It Out But Can't Take It.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Come along and find out more.
Absolutely.
Few tickets available.
Yeah, he's always popular.
Yes.
He's one of these people, I recognise him, I've seen his picture in front of me, and he's one of those who's sort of instantly recognisable, but I can't think what he's been
in. He looks a little bit like Jack D, actually, doesn't he?
You think so?
Yeah. Got that look about him. Maybe he's got an alter ego, I don't know.
I don't know. And then moving swiftly on into next week, we have a new exhibition.
We do. Yeah, Stuart Hughes, who has been before, March this year, I think. He's bringing more sci-fi paintings.
Oh, that'll go down well.
Yeah, and kind of motorbikes, and it's a little bit different.
All right.
But if you like Doctor Who, he did a lot of the illustrations for Doctor Who.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, so I'll be there, definitely.
That'll play well.
It will.
So that's on from Tuesday and runs until November the 29th.
Yep.
And then the following evening, Wednesday the 5th, more comedy.
Yes, with Neil Dallamare.
And he's another one, he's proven popular, isn't he?
He is, yeah. And his show's called Achilles Neil.
Oh, blimey.
Bit of a play on words there.
Yeah. Not too many tickets left, so if you fancy in a bit of midweek comedy, get your tickets sharpish.
Mm-hmm, from Funny Way to Be.
Right. Funnywaytobe.com.
Yeah.
Not the Witham website on that one. Now, this isn't exactly a Witham event, but it's one that the Arts Centre supports each year. It's Bonfire Night on Friday.
It is, yep. Annual event on the Domains, organised by Barnard Castle Christmas Lights.
6 o'clock, gates open. 6:30, the bonfire's lit, and the fireworks start at 7 o'clock. And there is food and drink on site, if you fancy that.
Yes, you can buy tickets in advance, and you do save money if you buy them in advance from the Witham, and Galgate News are also selling them.
I was going to say, Galgate News are doing it. If you want to buy tickets with cash, Galgate News is the place. It's cash only at Galgate News, but obviously the Witham website, you can pay online and presumably at the box office.
You can.
Jolly good.
Yeah.
And then a fundraiser on Saturday.
We do. We've got a Witham wardrobe sale. This isn't selling things that the Witham has in its wardrobe. We're like old Panto outfits, can you?
come and get a slightly dusty widow twanky. Not that sort of thing.
No. So people have paid money, which goes to the Witham, to have a stall to then sell their vintage clothes, shoes, belts, handbags, whatever they've got.
I think the term
around
that you're searching for is pre-loved.
That's it, pre-loved.
I only say that because I've got it written down in front
of
me.
Come and pick up a bargain.
So that should be popular, I think.
Yeah, entry is free. But
you were saying there's something like 14 stalls?
Yeah, there are at the moment 14 stalls. I think there's one left.
So there'll be a good selection anyway.
There will.
Back to the stage, and on Saturday evening we have Tom McConville.
We do. He's another returnee to the Witham.
Yeah, fiddle player, isn't he?
Yes, and he's coming with his band as well.
All right.
So they're going to be upstairs in the Witham Room. It'll be a more intimate gig.
That sounds good.
Folk music. If you're into a bit of folk, then come along to that. Sure. 7:30 start, Saturday the 8th.
And then at your insistence.
Not my insistence.
We'll mention the Sunday afternoon performance, shall we?
Yes, I think we should. It's a Remembrance Day concert.
And who's playing at this Remembrance Day concert?
Barnard Castle Band, oh, really? Stuart.
And would you be lead trombone on this one?
I'm second not lead trombone, I'm second trombone.
Second trombone, yes, on this one.
Yes, I am. And I believe you're duty managing.
I think so. I think I am.
We're both involved.
Oh, how I'm looking forward to it.
You will be. You will. There'll be some familiar tunes you will know.
Are you well rehearsed?
We are well rehearsed.
That's good to know.
Yes, we've been rehearsing for weeks.
Always popular. Have we got plenty of tickets?
We have at the moment, but you never know, because one year we did have a coach party in from Liverpool. So
I do remember that.
Yes. Get booking, just in case.
Yes. Any waifs and strays of coach drivers and just drop in and, you know, I don't know.
Tickets are only £8, £5 for under 16s and students.
And that supports both the band and the Witham, I think.
It does.
Jolly
it
good.
Does.
So plenty to choose from there over the next week or so.
Yep.
Where can we find out details?
By going online, Stuart.
To?
www.thewitham.org.uk.
And the box office number is?
You can phone 01833 631107.
Marvellous stuff. I think we'll go back to normal next week.
All right then.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you'll be with it. You'll be more with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, on top form.
Can you tell?
Yes.
Right, till next time.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Hi, I'm the one and only Josh, the man, the myth, the legend, and you are listening to Talking Teasdale with Stuart and Jane.
Now, to finish this week, something that will appeal to anyone who has an interest in the history of Barnard Castle. Picturesque Barnard Castle was the official town guide published in 1913 with the approval of the Barnard Castle Tradesmen's Association. In addition to many contemporary photographs and descriptions of local attractions, the book also included scores of adverts from local businesses, effectively a business guide for the town. Now, a mere 112 years after it was first published, the 1913 Town Guide has been reprinted. The man behind the project is Chris Footwood.
The best thing to do is just explain how this project came about.
It came about, as all the best projects are, purely by chance, as I happened to see someone completely absorbed in this little book. So, being of a curious nature, I'll go and the lady said, "You should read this, it's very interesting." As soon as I clapped eyes on it, I thought, we've got to reprint this from 1913. All life is there. and we can bring it to the present generation, who will undoubtedly recognise their grandparents and great-grandparents from the descriptions.
So was the booklet complete, or did you have to do some research and sort of bring it all together?
No, the booklet stands on its own grounds. It is an official town guide. There's a considerable amount of detail about the local area and the attractions of the local area. It's amazing to find that even as long ago as 1913, Barnard Castle and Teesdale was a big tourist area. I can tell that from the adverts. But if you look at the descriptions, they're in such interesting ancient language. You wouldn't use that language today, but it's telling you how wonderful all the places are, and quite a few which I haven't actually been myself. I might go and visit now. But the biggest thing about it is the advertisements, because it was produced by the town traders, and it is in effect a town guide of all the traders in and around the town of Barnard Castle. And it's an amazing number of goods and services which are on offer. There's even a cinema, somewhat primitive, I think, but I'm sure that many local people will recognise businesses and shops and so forth where either their family worked or owned those businesses, and to see the variety of trades that are on offer, even a gun maker, for example, and other trades which have disappeared altogether. Plus, of course, all the usual, you've got fashions, you've got chemists, you've got just about every trade you could think of, even to the extent of if you wanted to stable your horse, you can see an advertisement for that.
Absolutely. I was looking through it before, and as well as serving good ales, the Redwell had good stabling for your horse, which definitely takes you back to a bygone era. It's a lovely little book, is this one. So it's important. Where can you get it?
Come in the Witham any time the Witham is open, at normal opening hours, and you can purchase one at the office there. We have been able to make some improvements to the production, because originally it's quite small, and some of the typeface is quite hard to read. So we're putting it on a larger page, partly because paper sizes in them days was different from today, but making it larger means that you're able to read the print that much better. There was a problem with the photographs, because the photographs are quite poor quality. So what we've had to do is to scan every page individually on a high-res scanner, which takes quite a bit of time. Then I had to lift all the photographs out and enhance them, and then put them back in again with a white background. But even then, if you start with poor quality, but they're recognisable and I think acceptable in the conditions. But it's the wording of the descriptions and the wording of these advertisements, which offer you every possible service, including a steam laundry.
And so you're not making any money out of this. It's all for a good cause, isn't it?
Yes. Unfortunately, because the cost of printing the book was rather greater than I thought it might be, but so many technical things had to be done. All profits will go to the Witham. And originally I had hoped to sell it for £10, but we've had to sell it for £12 in order to give a decent margin to the Witham.
It's quite timely, as all good books are put out at this time of year. It's an excellent stocking filler.
Well, I can guarantee that if you have a relative who has lived in Barney, or had relatives who lived in Barney, it will be the ideal Christmas present.
It certainly would. And a quick reminder that picturesque Barnard Castle, the original 1913 town guide reprinted, is available from the Witham, now priced £12. And that's just about it for this week. We'll finish with a little bit of music from a band called Gale Force, Yorkshire's premier Celtic rock band. Tickets for their show on Saturday, May the 30th next year have just gone on sale. Check out the Witham website for full details. But that's it for this week. Jane and I will be back soon. So until then, ta-da.
Listening. We'll be talking Teesdale again soon. In the meantime, please spread the word, like, share, and subscribe, or go online to thewitham.org.uk.